from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The Drive is live. You're just listening in the loop.
The Drive is live.
The OG Lopez and Reggie had it held down for you. Final. It's over. Training camp's over. I know you've been there. Clint is
a good feeling, boy. You heard CJ say long training camp.
God bless, brother.
When he was in the Cowboys, you said you played in living hell. Wichita Falls.
That last day,
baby. It's time to celebrate.
Absolutely awful, man. Yeah, time to get back to Dallas, get back in them streets. Your boy, third string life. Come on.
Get over there to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yes, indeed. Whichever one we had a card for, baby.
There you go. That's Clint Sterner, Tyler Milner working hard back there. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, I assume the feed is up. My internet's not working, so I'm not sure, but I hope you are.
Oh, yeah, you can see our pretty faces right now.
There you go. Those of you listening to us on the Odyssey app or on the radio, we appreciate you hanging out with us. We'll get to that real quick. Hey, man, you missed it, Tyler. We were out there. We're on the grill. Clint was on the grill for maybe the fourth or fifth time in his life.
Yeah.
I hear.
He was going. Listen, I was on. Me and Sean Pendergast were on the hot dogs. Clint and Cal and Sarge later were on the burgers. And he was a little apprehensive at first. He was standing to the side a little bit.
Hopefully, tummies.
Well, that means too many cooks in the kitchen, man. Too many cooks
just
in the kitchen.
Literally.
No. See, you couldn't see the little fella between me and Cal. There was a little Hispanic fella that was putting burgers on there. That was just. I tried to get back there and it couldn't.
You couldn't get through him?
Well, I mean, it was just too many cooks in the kitchen, man.
I just heard Clint over there really giving commentary, and then he finally.
Yeah, man.
Finally got some tongs.
Cal said, "Get on in here, man." He handed me that old spatula.
Yeah, man. You were learning.
I'm coachable. Yeah, and Cal was very willing to work with you, boy.
Hopefully, you happy tummies.
Yeah, I mean, and the old peanut gallery over here, you and old Pendergast with y'all's comments about me not being able to cook that probably encouraged Cal to.
Sideline chirping.
I don't think it's well, a bad I mean, thing. We were on there.
I'm not typically the guy that talks about haters and hater comments and all that kind of stuff.
He's learning.
That was just an interesting time to point out that I wasn't worth a damn on the grill.
Come on, Sean.
Let me fail myself.
Here
comes that bus.
The part that's disappointing
I tell you, man, unbelievable.
It's not that you're not worth a damn on the grill. We don't know if you are. I don't know if there's a fear of trying or what.
Well, I made sure I told Cal. I said, I'm going to be honest with you. I said, I'm.
I probably went too. I probably went too far.
I
didn't have to tell him I gave you my old.
Oh yeah, he went on. Yo, he told the whole story.
Cal checked up and said,
"I didn't buy my own grill. I can't cook. All this. They just did the whole thing."
I didn't say you couldn't cook or grill.
Just out of left field for no good reason.
No, it wasn't out of left field. We're grilling, and you were standing there without one.
I was an innocent bystander.
I said, "Cal, man, you got to get him going." I said, "You got to believe, man. This may be the third or fourth time he's ever been on a grill." I said, then he wasn't saying that. I said, "Yeah, I had to go. I bought me a smoker. Had to give him my old one. He still don't use it."
Ain't nothing I can say. You wasn't lying. I had to share that.
I got ahead of my skis.
I saved it. I said, look, I'll be honest with you. I'm less of a man. I'm okay. I'm a big boy. I'll admit it.
See, you always take it so far.
I'm less of a man.
This is a choice you make.
I feel like I'd be a better man if I was better on that grill.
I don't think I'm less of a man.
I need to get that right.
I will be honest. It is surprising.
It's surprising. It's embarrassing.
It's surprising. I don't think it's embarrassing. It's surprising. I would not have picked you as one that was out there and not on the
grill. I agree, and I should, but given
I would have not guessed that.
Given what I do, how we do it, you know, all the things I enjoy, you would think that I'd be able to do that. I'm working on it. I worked on it today. Got me a lesson. Got me a lesson from the big fella. Okay, I'm in there. I don't know how he stuffed his hands in them same gloves that we had on.
Wow. Yeah.
But he got them fingers in that glove.
Hey, it took him a while.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it took
hopefully
a while.
Happy tummy.
Good times though, man.
Yeah, a little warm out there. Not as bad as it has been in the past.
Well, I had a towel. Joanna gave me and Sean. We had a nice cold towel. She even came back twice while I was cooking and re-dipped it in the ice water. It was nice. Yeah, it was good stuff, man. That's cool.
I wouldn't go do this, man. I would go try.
What happened?
Stay away.
What happened? I don't know. What happened? Hold on, Joe.
I just want to say, hey, Joanna, I ain't gonna hurt you. Tyler, that was it, man. She had to walk around me to get that towel to clean.
By the way, listeners, this is the twin sister of Hannah McNair.
Oh, yeah, it's Joanna McNair. Great job. Both of them dressed in identical. Can't tell their asses apart. I mean, to the glasses.
Neither of them have tattoos. Neither of them do.
I said, y'all don't make it easy. I said, y'all just dress it.
Same shoes and glasses.
Yeah, anyway. Man. Yeah. There's some towels this time. This is not the first time. I've been blanked on a towel, but
I thought you turned.
I just assumed you turned it down.
No. I didn't have it off.
Clint said, "I assumed you turned it down.
You dirty dog. You said
no, thank you."
Yeah, we sit over there, man. She got. But it did look good, though.
It was cold. First time she threw it on me, dropped
the towel in ice water. Mm-hmm. Got over there and got Sean. Got him good.
You set your base. Thought you was next.
Then I went over there. I didn't know. Then went over there. Then she walked around me to get and Cal, and then get to you. Get the towel. I thought, oh, okay. Well, maybe I might. Then I'm thinking to myself, well, maybe she. I think she was probably in her head. She's probably like Damian Pierce in the hole. She's like, ooh, I don't know. Does he want it? Will he like it? I don't know. Maybe not. I'll just let him sweat his ass off over there.
Would you have liked one?
I liked to have been offered.
But would you have liked one?
Sure.
It was cold.
Yeah.
The second one was cold.
She came to you. She got one to Sarge as well.
Oh, did she? Sarge get one?
Ask him if he wanted a second one. She came and got you a second one. She walked past me, again, to deliver the second ones to you all, and didn't get me.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.